The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Those who are well do not need a physician. There is some double meaning in these words of our Lord. He speaks truly. We really do not call a doctor if we're healthy, or not normally, maybe for checkups, but not in a normal course of our lives. We don't call them if we're healthy. But he also speaks condemnation with this against the scribes and the Pharisees, who question his eating with the most reviled people of the land, the sinners and the tax collectors. The double meaning here is palpable. The scribes and the Pharisees are sick and in need of God's mercy, just as much as the sinners and tax collectors. But what separates these two groups is a wide chasm. The sinners and tax collectors know that they are in need of help, whereas the scribes and Pharisees are absolutely clueless, thinking themselves already perfect before God. For Christ did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. My brothers and sisters, where do we stand? We'd like to think we would be dining with Christ with all the sinners and tax collectors, and perhaps we would, but perhaps not. The scribes and Pharisees believed they were already justified before God. There were already good, holy people doing everything they needed to do to get to heaven. And so they made no attempt to get closer to him. Whereas the sinners and tax collectors knew that they were far from God, far from his ways. And so they listened to every word that Christ spoke. It's important then that we pray for the understanding and wisdom to know our hearts and to root out the self-righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, so that when Christ comes to us and says, "Follow me," we will immediately get up and follow him like the man in the gospel today.